On December 12th, the Department of Agriculture killed all the deer on Jim Hirschbeck's farm because one doe tested positive for the fatal brain disease in September. That brings the total number of farm-raised deer testing positive for CWD to 7. The department's Donna Gilson says there's still no information on where or how the deer contracted the disease.
We don't know where they contracted the disease any more than we know where any of the deer in Wisconsin have contracted the disease. That really is, of course, a $64,000 question. We are investigating where they came from. That's still part of the ongoing investigation on deer farms.
Gilson says the Hirschbeck farm has been completely disinfected to prevent further spread of the disease. All wooden fences and feeding troughs that deer may have come in contact with have been burned, and plastic and metal the deer touched have been scrubbed with bleach.
He also had to remove the top 2 inches of soil in the areas of heavy deer traffic and bury that at a deep enough level where animals couldn't get to it.
Hirschbeck must pay the cost of cremating the 4 diseased deer and landfilling the 112 deer that tested negative. He's eligible for a cash indemnity payment of up to $1,500 per animal. 4 other deer farms remain under quarantine, including one in Portage County, where a buck tested positive for CWD. But the farm owner doubts the accuracy of the test. The state's plans to kill the 180 deer on Stan Hall's farm are tied up in court. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.